Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Decision time again on interest rates.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. The country's central bankers meet today to set interest rate policy. Analysts expect the Fed will hold rates steady at 5.25%. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
A recent flurry of data has most analysts convinced the Fed will sit tight this time around. Consumer and wholesale inflation appear contained. The rate of new home construction reached its lowest level last month in more than 3 years. Jay Bryson is an economist with Wachovia Corporation.
If the Fed was concerned about inflation, I think they have less reason to be so now. And then with the housing market weakening, that could lead to, you know, to slower growth in the future as well.
Other signs suggest inflation isn't kicked yet. Labor costs jumped 7% in the first half of this year. Economist Kathleen Camilli is concerned about the rising price of what are called intermediate materials, like textiles and lumber.
Those have been on an upward trajectory. They're now up 8.7% year over year, and they're the highest rate of acceleration since 1979.
So while some economists predict the Fed will start lowering interest rates again early next year, Camilli says it's too early to tell. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
A military coup in Thailand is sending shockwaves through Asian financial markets. It was a plunge in that country's currency back in 1997 that triggered a crisis in emerging markets across Asia. In Japan today, stocks fell to their lowest level in 6 weeks. Still, some analysts say the coup might just help stabilize Thailand's economy. The coup in Thailand caused jitters on Wall Street, too. The Dow dropped 14 points, a tenth, to 11,540. The Nasdaq fell six-tenths to 2,222. The S&P 500 fell two-tenths. You may have heard about the battle between the two high-definition DVD formats. Sony makes Blu-ray players. Toshiba makes ones featuring HD DVD. For now, consumers can only hope the player they buy will win the format war. But there may be an answer to that dilemma. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Next week, Warner Brothers will be the first studio to release a movie on all three DVD formats, the one most of us use, plus Blu-ray and HD DVD. But a few Warner Brothers employees have applied for a patent on a new disc that could be read by any player. Technology analyst Rob Enderle says it's a good idea in theory, but the reality is that right now, few consumers are buying high-definition players. For one thing, they can cost up to $1,000, and even then...
Content is mixed, and a lot of folks, having seen the content, think that the regular DVDs played on one of the new DVD players with upscalers on them look almost as good.
Upscalers enable the high-definition look minus the cost of a high-def player. Enderle says the new disc has potential for success only if consumers begin embracing high definition en masse. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Does Walmart save you money or cost you in the end? A preliminary study out from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln looked at counties in that state. Average annual growth in household income in the 19 counties with a Walmart was $142 behind the growth in the 74 counties without a Walmart. The researchers did not try to find cause and effect. And from Los Angeles, this is Marketplace. After months of build-up, Fisher-Price has released its new Tickle Me Extreme Elmo doll. Parent company Mattel has high hopes for the little red furball, but some are skeptical. Here's Stacey Vanek-Smith.
Forget that adorable giggle. If you tickle the new Extreme Elmo, he'll roll on the ground and pound his fist on the floor. Mattel is counting on him to pound up holiday revenue. Sales of Mattel stalwarts like Barbie and Hot Wheels have been slipping for years, and the company posted major losses in 2005. So will changing Elmo's giggle to a guffaw help fuel Mattel's turnaround? Some industry analysts say no. Kids are turning away from traditional toys and toward video game consoles. Many think the world's largest toy maker should focus its attention on the high-tech game market. Over the summer, Mattel did dip its toe in that sector, acquiring Japanese techno toy firm Radica and unveiling its own hybrid video game device.
Oh, boy!
I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And we are produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SHRM's new book, The New American Workplace, presenting a look at the hot-button issues that define work in the U.S. More at shrm.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Bob Moon. Today, the state of Alaska will announce the size of checks that almost all Alaskans will receive from the state's permanent fund. That's the pool of royalty payments Alaska collects from mineral sales, especially oil. In the past 5 years, the payouts have totaled anywhere from $8 to $1,800. Weld Royal reports from Juneau that the extra pocket money helps fuel a unique relationship between Alaska and that other state cut off from the contiguous United States, Hawaii.
September brings autumn to Juneau. The rain falls heavy, darkness starts to fill daylight hours, birds and the last cruise ships are departing. September's also when locals start planning their annual Hawaii sojourns. Ship Captain Larry Dupler co-founded Orca Enterprises, a whale-watching venture whose busy season is winding down. It's not just his customers who are heading to Hawaii. In early fall, whales start migrating there, too. He organizes his trip to the Aloha State around pregnant humpbacks.
Maui is one of the most popular areas for the mothers to go have their calves. So calving usually in January.
For 10 years, Shannon Sweeney called Hawaii home. Now she operates a travel agency in Juneau. She makes plans for about 50 people to go to Hawaii every year and says the permanent fund dividend starts people thinking about their vacation. Almost 40,000 Alaskans went to Hawaii last year. Sweeney says both states used to be suspicious of outsiders, but that's changed.
We used to be very tight about letting other people come into our areas, and now we realize it's the biggest part of our economy up here now.
Horizon Lines is one of the largest ocean shippers serving both states. Its boats bring plywood, hammers, and TV sets to Alaska and to Honolulu. The company's annual Alaska boom slows in September as tourists and residents leave and construction ebbs. That slowdown coincides with Horizon's busiest quarter for Hawaii as tourists hurry back. Brian Taylor is Horizon's senior vice president for sales and marketing. He says business to and from both states is strong, driven by goods from military bases and big box stores.
With the arrival of Walmart and Costco and Lowe's, we have obviously seen a bit of a change in the way that our retail customers are shipping as well.
None of those commodities come cheap. The shipper charges its Alaskan customers an 18.5% fuel surcharge. Hawaiians pay 13% extra. Last March, Horizon said it would charter 5 new ships, and that means more stops for Hawaii and Alaska, where consumers will soon have more money for shopping and vacations. In Juneau, I'm Weld Royal for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Thanks for listening. Great to have you with us this morning.
American Public Media.
It's a 13-letter word.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.